sound great. You sound wonderful this morning. Genesis chapter number 32, beginning at verse number 24. Are you still holding on? In this journey that we call life, many things will happen to make you want to give up. Maybe there's a chronic illness. Maybe you fell short in a class. Maybe people know about some embarrassment in your life. Maybe there's a family feud that you find yourself going through. Maybe your finances is turned upside down. There's something in your life that would make you consider giving up.
Yes, Lord.
What's important is that we never give up or give in. And even when you overcome the challenges in life, you have to be careful that your past doesn't become your present. When your past become your present, your present will make you feel like you're stuck. When your past become your present, you'll see no way out. When your past become your present, you'll think everybody is against you, and you might as well just give up now. God has no respecter person. If he did it for one, he'll do it for you. And so in preparing for this message today, it was good news for me to learn of the life of Jacob. Now, not good news in that I know that I'm in good company with Jacob, but good news to know that if God did it for Jacob, he'll do the same for you and for you and for you today. Now, chapter 32 kind of opens up and it begins to talk about Jacob, and then as it goes on into the chapter, it hits on something that I think is very important on Jacob. And it says that when everything was going south in Jacob's life, he found himself one night alone. You do know that when you begin to go through things, that your friends will walk away.
Yes.
You do know that when you begin to go through something, everybody who was once by your side and called themselves a friend, all of a sudden leave you, and there you are all alone. Now that brings me to talk about three different types of friends that you may have in your life. You know, you have some how friends. Now, the how friends are the friends that will be with you as long as you have something to give. They are the ones that as long as you're giving out, they are your best friends because they have something to receive from you, the have friends. And then you have the here friends. The here friends are good friends until they hear bad news about you. Now, it doesn't have to be true. They just heard the rumor that you had cancer. They just made the assumption that one day down the road, you may ask for something. So they just leave you in advance. The here friend. And then you have the hang in there friend. Those that in spite of what you're going through, they are determined to hang in there with you. In spite of who started it, in spite of what followed, they will hang in there with you until the end. And the Bible declares that God is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. God will hang in there with you. Have you ever tried God? Won't he hang in there with you? When everybody walk out, God will walk in your life. When everything get quiet, God will make some noise in your life. When everybody say that you are through, God will show you that he'll see you through. He's a hanging there friend. And so the Bible declares that Jacob was left alone. And when he was left alone, he was left to himself. And then the Bible says that he began to wrestle.
Yeah.
You ever notice that when you are alone, that part of your brain tell you that you're going to come out of something, and the other part tell you that, you know, Miss Sue died right there, so you're not going to come out of there. Does part of your brain tell you when you begin to go through something that God is not going to bless you, even though you see God blessing everybody around you? You have to be careful when you begin to wrestle with yourself, because self will talk to you. Self. I don't need you to have a conversation. I can do that within myself. When I know that God will make a way out of no way, but my crazy self will tell me I'm stuck. I know that God will supply all of my needs, but my crazy self tell me I'm in need for something. When body is sick with something, and the self says, you know you're going to die right there. Then I remember, by his stripes, I'm healed. So Jacob finds himself wrestling. Now you do know that you can't have victory without warfare. See, you keep worrying about the warfare that you're in right now. God is trying to show you the only reason you're in warfare is because he's setting you up for victory. And so you got to show somebody, I'm a bad child of God. I'm going to fight my way out of this. I'm not going to punch you. Baby, I'm going to pray for you. When I get on bended knees, God will open a door. Away from me. You can't have victory until you first have warfare. Now, warfare in the body of Christ is not a physical thing. I'm talking about spiritual warfare. You know, spiritual warfare is much tougher than the physical thing. Because if it was a physical thing, just hit me and let's get on about our business. But it's a spiritual thing. Then my past keep coming up in my present. And every time I try to move forward, I think about my failures of yesterday, and I'm scared to take a step, even though God is calling me, because I remember my yesterday. Your past will hinder you. Your past will prevent you from taking one more step. When you put your past in your present, you gotta watch out, because no one needs to bother you, because the battle is going on inside of you. I wonder, have you ever been going through something and found yourself wrestling with self? 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody is sleeping but you. And you fall asleep for 10 minutes. You wake up and the pillow is wet and you don't know what happened. When you start wrestling with self, self will keep you up all night. Self will cancel out the word of God. Self will tell you that it can't be done. See, you have to learn how to take self and shift into the spiritual. Because in the spiritual, I understand there's no limits to what God can do. In the spiritual, I understand I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me in the spiritual. I understand that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper in the spirit. I understand that by his stripes I'm healed in the spiritual. I understand that he's my rock, he's my fortress, that he's my bridge over troubled water, that he's my paycheck when that runs short. He's my doctor in the sick room. He's my attorney in the courtroom. I just have to remove self. What are you doing to me, self? What are you doing to me? I understand the problems of the world. But I'm not worried about the problems of the world, because that's my tomorrow fight. Self, what are you doing to me today? Why can't I just have holy thoughts? And why can't I just, you know, the Bible says think upon these things. Why can't I just do that? Saved, sanctified, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, but I still listen to self. Because self began to talk, and as self began to talk, I began to wrestle with self, because I know that what I see is not my reality. I know that my reality is in what God says, but self keeps getting in the way. And if somebody can remove self from me, then they'll stop me from wrestling. And then Jacob says, I won't let go.
I won't let go. I won't let go. Yes.
Until you're blessed. I'm wrestling with self, God. I'm going through something over here with self. But even though the natural is dealing with it, my spirit man grabbed hold of God and said, yeah, I got one foot in the world, but I won't let go until you bless me. I know I got a pull for this addiction and for this over here, but I won't let go until you bless me. I know I'm struggling with some stuff, and I'm wrestling over here, and I'm halfway over here, but I won't let go until you bless me. Jacob says, I won't let go. I won't let go until you bless me. And that's just Jacob is saying, listen, I'm wrestling with something. I won't let go, because I understand if I put my hand in the hand of God, he'll make a way for me. If I put my hand in the hand of God, the numbers in the checkbook may not add up, but I don't need a checkbook. I just need your favor. I know my enemies is all around me, but I'm not concerned about them. I just need your grace, God. I understand what I'm going through. I wonder if you ever walk through the valley and the shadow of death, but you are holding on to God and say, I know what I'm going through, but I won't let go. Because they, though I walk through the valley, he says, listen, I'm not scared of this thing. I'm not afraid of this thing, because I know where he brought me from. And if God did it back then, I know he'll kick on my door for me right now. Have you ever tried God and God did the impossible in your life? Have you ever tried God and God showed out in your life? Have you ever prayed for your children, all of a sudden they came back to the Lord? Have you ever prayed for your spouse, all of a sudden your relationship that was on rocks, now it's just smooth sailing? Jacob says, I won't let go until you bless me. Now watch this dialogue between God and Jacob. God says to Jacob, what is your name? Now he knew his name. What he was trying to get Jacob to say is, what is my nature? And so Jacob says, in essence, my nature is a picture of all the scars that I've been through in life. Have you ever met someone and they identify themselves? Oh, my name is so-and-so. I'm a cancer patient. Oh, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so, and I'm a divorcee. Oh, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so, and I'm single. Oh, no, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so, and I attend this church. See, God wants you to understand, it's not the stuff that you connected to, because God says, I'll make your name great. So he asked Jacob now. He says, Jacob, you tell me what your nature is. I know you pitiful. I know that you poor. I know you're a trickster. But tell me what you see inside of you. He says, what's your name? And then Jacob says, my name is Jacob. In other words, he says, now, who I am is a trickster. Who I am is my past. Now, when you come face to face with God. Always understand God is not concerned about where you came from. He's concerned about where he's taking you. And he says, Jacob, what is your name? What is your nature? And Jacob says, my name is Trickster. I wonder what you tell God about yourself. I wonder when you begin to go through something. I wonder, is your prayer, God, I believe you can make a way. Oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to come through this. See, both are prayers. It's which one are you petitioning to him? Both are requests. Which one do you want him to answer? So when you begin to go through something, hey, church doors closed, you better learn the word of God and speak over yourself. I am healed. I am blessed. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am the head and not the tail. I am created in his image. What do you say about yourself?
Hallelujah.
What is your name?
Hallelujah.
Jacob says, my name is Jacob.
Yes.
He says, no more.
No more.
No more are you the trickster. No more, children of God, are you what you used to be. Are you still holding on? Are you yet holding on? Do you believe that God can deliver you? Do you believe that he can pull you out of your mess? Do you believe that he can kick open a door? Do you believe he can favor you? Do you believe he can turn your situation around? Do you believe he favor you? Do you believe he's the apple? You the apple of his eye? Do you believe that he's a healer? Do you believe that he's your salvation? Do you believe that he's your rock? Do you believe that he can cancel all your debt? What do you believe about God? What is your name? Jacob. He says, no more. He says, no more are you Jacob. He says, from this day forward, your name, your nature, shall be Israel.
Yes.
God, how can you take a trickster?
All right now.
Children in the children's church, right? How can you take a trickster, someone that is unfaithful, turning a trick for something in exchange? No, I ain't like this. You know what I'm talking about? God, how can you take someone like Jacob and you can name the church after him? It must be some hope for me. It gotta be some hope for me. God must forgive me. God must still be in love with me. If he'll do that for Jacob, and you're not worse than Jacob, certainly he'll pull you out. Give God some praise if you believe that he'll forgive you, deliver you, and set you free in the name of Jesus. This way. He says, no more shall you be Jacob, but now Israel. Now, Israel means that you are prince, not only with God, but with people. I love it when God takes you and he says, I'll make your enemies get your footstool. Now, a footstool, you use a footstool to step on. And if you step on something, it has to elevate you. He says, I know what they said about you. Step on that thing. Come on up on your higher. I know what they're trying to do. Step on that thing. Come on up on your higher. I know that this ain't good for you. Step on that thing. Come on up on your higher. I know the lies, but step on that thing. Come on up on your higher. He says, now, Jacob. He says, I'm going to call you Israel. I'm going to call you Israel. He says, when I change your name, I'm going to change your nature. See, you've been trying to break your addiction by 12 steps. Oh, no. 12 steps, 10 steps, 50 steps, a million steps won't help if Jesus ain't number one on your name of it. Jacob says, I won't let go till you bless me. He says, I'm going to change your name from Jacob to Israel. See, when he changed his name from Jacob to Israel, he says, now, when I change your name, expect the naysayers to come. Oh, you know you ain't delivered from that. You remember we used to get high together. Come on. Once again, come on. Baby, you know I used to creep over there in the cup. Come on. Why we got to stop the fun just because you joined the church? You still you. I'm still me. You still feel what you feel. I still want what I want. Come on. By the way, the church doors is closed. Won't nobody see it. It's just between you and I. But how many of you know that God sits high? He looks low. He sees everything that is going on. But not only does God see the thing, but he says, if you cast all your cares right here, baby, at the altar, he says, cast all your cares upon me because I care about you. I'm not concerned about your crying. About you. I'm not concerned about your name and your naysayers. He says, I care about you. And when God strain your naysayers, you don't have to worry about that. Because every time you look back, who used to be on your trail, they're no longer there. Won't God part the Red Sea in your life? Won't he flood out your haters? Of your naysayers. Now when God takes care of your naysayers, what your naysayers do will always remind you of your past. And you don't have to tell me that my past was not pretty. I know what I used to do. Because as a matter of fact, since you're just talking about me and you want to just say that, let me tell you something. Everything I used to do, I planned it. So it may be news to you to discover it, but I was there on the planning part. Jacob is saying, my past is not pretty. It's pitiful back there. It's just awful back there. He says, but when God changed your nature, the stuff I used to want, he says, I don't desire those things anymore. I wish I had about 50 people in here who used to have a taste for something and a desire to hit something else. But you don't want that no more. You understand that when I wait on the Lord and God give it to me, then even though my naysayers is there and my picture from my past, he says, but God still got purpose for me. How can you have purpose for me knowing what you know about me? He says, I allowed you to go through all of that just to get your blessing. Because I got some blessings. And they got your name on it. I got some blessings and man can't take from you. He said, when God put your name on something, you may not like me, but you can't erase my name out of the book of life. He says, even though you talk about me, my name is still right there next to my car. Even though you talk about me, my name is still right there next to my child being healed. Even though you talk about me, my name is still right there next to my healing. Even though you lie on me, my name is still right there. And you can't do nothing about it. God got a blessing with my name on it. I ain't talking about you this morning. God got a blessing with my name on it. It makes no difference the stuff I've been through. He says, God got a blessing. I said, God got a blessing. He got a blessing with your name on it. Does he have a blessing with your name on it? Does he have a blessing? Give him some praise. Get ready. blessing for you? Are you ready to receive yours? Are you ready to receive yours? He got a blessing. Receive your blessing this morning. Listen, God got a blessing with your name on it. And he had that blessing from the beginning of time. Now, if you're here and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you got to put your name in the book of the Lamb, written with his blood. We open the doors of the church to you that don't have a church home, and you want your blessing. If that's you, we just invite you to come. Come on, God got a name. God's got a blessing. That's you. Come on. God's got a blessing. No church home. You come on. God, I'm not sure about yourself.